Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. With the upheavals surrounding Rod Blagojevich, the governor of Illinois, there's a bit of a constitutional crisis in the state of Illinois this morning. There is still a sitting governor, despite the allegations against him, and there is still a vacant Senate seat in Illinois. And the question of how that Senate seat will be filled and what exactly is the power of this governor at this point while the clock is ticking constitutionally in Illinois. To sort all this out, we welcome back to the program Lynn Sweet, who's the Washington bureau chief of the Chicago Sun-Times. She's in Washington. Lynn, thanks for joining us.
And good morning to you.
I want to just describe some of the scenarios here. We've got basically three domains. There's what is the power that the governor has, answering that question. There's the how is the Senate seat going to be filled, answering that question. And then there's the who else is involved in this big mess question, which actually may be the most tantalizing of all. You can pick door number one, door number two, or door number three.
Well, the governor is in charge of the state right now. The Illinois General Assembly is preparing to strip him of his power to make the Senate appointment. I think that no matter what happens, I doubt if he would resign. That's just my prediction, but
right.
I do think that if he lingers, that there'll be a move to impeach him in the Illinois General Assembly.
Is the procedural move an impeachment, or is there some other?
It's impeachment.
So that's it. That's really the only process they have, and that could happen early next week.
No, what you have the wheels in motion is to strip him of the power to make the appointment.
Can they really do that, though, Lynn? Yeah. And wouldn't he have to sign that legislation?
No, they can get a veto-proof majority.
I see. So it would be about the majority, regardless of what he does.
Yeah, supermajority, if need be.
Right. Fabulous. So second, then the question is, how is the Senate seat going to be filled once you strip Blagojevich of the power?
There's a lot of call for a special election. President-elect Obama has called for a special election. Dick Durbin has. Many officials. The lieutenant governor, who has great credibility, has talked about that. I am guessing that's what will happen. However, it is an expense, could be as much as $30 million to the state. I would think right now the best solution is just to let the people decide. But there may be, all the good minds in Illinois may have some alternatives out there that I haven't thought of. But the main point is, whoever the next senator is, I doubt if it will. It just won't be anyone who's picked by
the
Blagojevich.
Right. Well, quickly, what is the constitutional clock here on a special election?
There is no clock.
No
right
clock.
Now.
So they can make it any way they want.
There's no vacancy. There's no nothing.
I see. So they can make the whole thing up. All right. Who else is involved in this mess, did we learn yesterday?
I don't know. What do you – I mean,
well,
can
you deconstruct –
if you have a direct question, what is that you're trying to get at?
Can you deconstruct this statement from Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr., who gave a press conference yesterday?
Yes. Okay.
I did not initiate or authorize anyone at any time to promise anything to Governor Blagojevich on my behalf. I never sent a message or an emissary to the governor to make an offer, to plead my case, or to propose a deal about a U.S. Senate seat, period.
Now, he's being very emphatic there, but it sounds like he's responding to the possibility that he's on some of the U.S. attorney's tapes.
Right. So just so your listeners know what you're talking about, the criminal complaint against Governor Blagojevich only identifies people as Senate Candidate 1,
right,
Advisor 2. So Senate Candidate 5 is somebody that the reporters have figured out was Jesse Jackson Jr., and I think he thought so too when he read it. But moreover, federal authorities have called him in just to find out what the conversation was about that he had with Governor Blagojevich, and Jackson freely volunteered that. But still, having your name come up
right
in this context is not good for your political career. And he had his lawyer give a press conference in Chicago saying very emphatically that there was no deal for
right
anything.
Right, right, right.
And as you heard there in that cut, that's what Jesse Jackson Jr. himself said. And again, if your listeners are wondering, yes, he is the son of the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Yes, I think our listeners might be aware of that. Lynn Sweet, thanks for sorting all that out for us. So Washington Bureau Chief of the Chicago Sun-Times, Lynn Sweet, reporting on the implications of the further adventures of Rod Blagojevich, the governor under fire there in Illinois, and the question of how the Senate seat in that state will be reappointed. Adora?
And now we're going to move on to an auto industry that's under fire.